ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Bechayrus is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas Reb Rafael ben Reb Moshe.
We're learning Maseches Bechayrus Daf Nun, but we're going to go back a little bit to Daf Mem Tesim and Beis, the middle of the blot, and do the sugya there, which we didn't get to do in the previous year. The Gemara is going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah brings the Machlokes Reb Yehuda and the Tana Kama. What if somebody has to be paid to himself, and also has to be paid to his son? Who has precedence? Tanakama says being paid to himself has precedence over being paid to his son. And Abuda says that no, being paid to his son has precedence being paid to himself because his own mitzvah, his father was mechayiv. He is responsible for his son's mitzvah. Which Kipshute sounds like Abuda saying he's more responsible for being paid to his son than being paid to himself because he wasn't supposed to be paid to himself. His father was supposed to be paid to him. And he is supposed to be paid to his son. But we'll see in the Amshach of the Shia. So the Gemara comments on this. Amr Ab Yirmiya, Hakol Maidim Hech Deleka Lecham Eshlam Hu Kaidim Lubnai. If he only has 5 Shlam, and he can only do one of the 2 mitzvahs, either being paid himself or paid to his son, everyone agrees that he comes first, because mitzvah today, Adif, his own mitzvah is more than the mitzvah on his son. So what's the case? The case is that he has 5 shlam that are meshubed, in other words, karka that he sold worth 5 shlam. And he also has 5 shlam of b'nei chayrin. So Rabbi Yehuda says that pidyon ha-ben could be taken from the meshubadim, because mulva k'suva b'tarik k'suva b'shtar damya, and it blives meshubed. So memela, but for his son, like Rashi points out, he sold the karka before his son was born. So you can only get the pidyon ha-ben from the karka you sold after the chayv was already chal. So if he's going to be paid himself with the 5 shlam, now there'll be no way for him to be paid to his son. Because he has no money, and he has no karkais meshubit for that pidyon, because the karka was sold before his son was born. So memela, he should use the 5 shlam that he has of b'nei chayrin to be paid to his son, and then he'll be able to be paid himself with the meshubadim the Kohen could take from the karka that was meshubid to his pidyon ha-ben. Mashenki and the Rabbanan hold that milvak suva v'ter is lafka suva b'shtar dami. See, anyone can't get from the pidyon. Anyone can't get from the lekuches. So it's all a matter of who is he going to be paid to himself or his son, and that everyone would agree being paid to himself is better. Adkan, the Gemara. So first, from this Gemara, there's a big discussion about the yisayin of the chi of being paid to your son. And Bamis, you could clear the same Shaila Legabe Mila. What's the aside of the Chi of being Mal Yisan? Is it the Pshat that that's the mitzvah? There's a mitzvah for someone to be paid to his son. There's a mitzvah on the father to be paid to his son. Just like there's a mitzvah to take Chumas and Maestris. Reishas Agez, Matanes, there's also a mitzvah when you have a son to be paid to the son and give the pidyon to the Kayin. Or no, the real mitzvah of pidyon ha-ben really is for a person to be paid to himself. So the son really is mechuyev, so to speak, to be paid to himself. But the son is a katan. A katan can't be mechuyev. The son's not going to be mechuyev in his own mitzvah. So it's a mitzvah for the father to enable his son to have a pidyon, able to a son to be mekayim his chiyev pidyon. But it's not a mitzvah that the father has to be paid to his son b'etzim. It's a mitzvah the father has to take care of the son's pidyon. And al derech zeh, you could clear that mila. We know there's a mitzvah of a father to do mila on his son. Is that mitzvah the pshat that's done? Is a mitzvah to do milas avadim? I mean, milas banim, milas benai. That's good for the mitzvah. It's mutl on the av to mal his son. Well, no. The mitzvah really is on the son. The son has to be nimo. That is the mitzvah's mila, for the son to be nimo. It's really the son's mitzvah. No, the father says, the son's a katan, we still want this mitzvah to be niskayim, so male, the father's responsible to make sure the son is doing his mitzvah, but it's not the father's mitzvah. So there's a rivash in Simon Kuf Laman Aleph. The Shail asked him the following question. The Shail says that the Rambam says that when someone's paid to his son, he makes a bracha al pidyon haben, and when someone paid to himself, he makes a bracha liftais as a bechor. We know some brachas are said with an al, al achilas matzah, al biyachametz, al mikru megillah, and there's some mitzvahs that are said with a lamed, like l'kvoya mezuzah laniach tefillin l'shmaya kol shayfer. And there's always a discussion in the Rishonim exactly why is it. It's actually Gemara in Pesachim Dav Zayim, which discusses by Al Bir Chometz or Levar Chometz. But which brachas are supposed to be said by Al, which brachas are supposed to be said by Lamed, is a discussion. And the Rambam paskins that when you do the pidyon of his son, then you make the bracha Al Pidyon HaBen. It's actually like the Rivash points out of Gemara in Pesachim Dav Kufchav that says that clearly. And the Rambam says, when a person does a pidyon himself, he makes a bracha lifteis b'char with a lamed. Now, by mila, the Rambam says that when the father does the mila, he says the bracha lomul es haben. When a male does the mila, then he says the bracha al hamila. So, seemingly from that Rambam, it sounds like that if you're doing your own mitzvah, the father, it's his mitzvah to be mala's son, so he makes a bracha with a lamed, lomul es haben. When you're doing someone else's mitzvah, like the male, it's not his mitzvah. He was called in to do the father's mitzvah. He makes the bracha al amila. So Frank the Shail said, I would think it should be the opposite. When the father does a pidyon haben, that's his mitzvah. That's what he's supposed to do. There he should say, lifteis es haben, just like when the father does the mila, he says, lamal es haben. And when the son does the mila, when the pidyon haben, which is not what he's supposed to be doing, his father said, so he's doing his father's mitzvah, there he should say, Al Pidyain HaBukhar. And the Rambam says the opposite. The Rambam by Mila says, when the father does it, he says, Lamul. And when someone else does it, the male does it, he says, Al Mitzvah Smila. And by Pidyain, fact, the child, he said, he did Fakert. When the father does it, he says, Al Pidyain HaBen. And when the son does it, he says, Liftis HaBukhar. So the Yivash's answer is Bekitzer, but it sounds like he's answering the following. That by Mila, the father has a mitzvah to do the mila on his son. It's the father's mitzvah. That's why he says lomel. When the male doesn't have the mitzvah, not his mitzvah, he's called in to do someone else's mitzvah, he says ala mila. By pidyon haben, the pidyon haben is really what the son is supposed to be doing. That's why when the son does it, it's his mitzvah, he says lifdei sabachar. The father, by pidyon haben, is just doing the son's mitzvah. The son's the ikker. He just can't do it when he's a katan, so the father has to do it for him. But it's really his mitzvah, and therefore, he says lifteis, and the father, when he does it, says al pidyon haben. And the Rivash brings two rayas to this yisai that it's really the son's mitzvah. One of it is our Gemara, that our Gemara says mitzvah de gufei adif, which Rivash understands to mean the mitzvah is really on the son. So, Mimela, if you have to do your own mitzvah, and there's another mitzvah you have to do, making sure someone else does his mitzvah, and you can only do one, of course you have to first take care of your own mitzvah before you start taking care of someone else's mitzvah. So you see that he is the person that's supposed to be paid himself. It's his mitzvah. The father's only taking care of his mitzvah. So that's why this precedents his own opinion. And then the Rivash brings another ayah, and he says that when the son becomes by mitzvah, the father is no longer mechuyev to be paid to him. So you see, it's his mitzvah. He's the only one that could do the mitzvah when he becomes by mitzvah, as opposed to the father, where the son could still do the mitzvah. So it's not the father's own mitzvah. The son could also do the mitzvah. That's why the father says the al. So there's a very geschmackish tickle from Rav Baruch Ber, from the Birch Shmuel, it's in Kedushin, Simeon Ches, on this Rivash. He asks two kashas. One is he asks like this. The Rivash is proving, that's how he's learning the Rivash, it's a little bit kitzer in the Rivash, but the Rivash is proving from the fact that once the son gets older, the father no longer has a mitzvah of pidyon haben, that it must be it's not the father's mitzvah, it's the son's mitzvah. And that's why he makes the bracha of al. But he says by Mila, where there the Rivash says, you make a bracha lomel, because there the Rivash is saying it's a father's mitzvah, there also the halacha is that once the son becomes a gadol, the father no longer has a chi of Mila. He doesn't have to do the Mila for his son anymore. So what's the raya from Pidyon HaBen? By Pidyon HaBen, that since he becomes a gadol, the father loses the chi of Vaishtais, it's not the father's mitzvah. But Mila also it's that way. Once the son becomes a gadol, the father loses the chiyuv, and still we say that it's the father's mitzvah. Now the Emes says, why are Baruch Be'er was convinced that when the son becomes a gadol, the father no longer has a chi of mila, is not clear to me. The Menachas Chinuch clears it for a shayla. He's not 100% sure, but the Pirush Mishnayis, LaRambam, at the end of Perek Yates and Shabbos, says clearly that once the son becomes a gadol, everybody's pater, the av and the bezin are pater, and the son alone is mechuyev. Maybe that was the makar that Baruch Be'er had. But that's his first kasha. His second kasha is like this. The Rambam says by Mila, another chilek. Just like we said, there's one chilek that when the father does the Mila, he says Lomel, and when someone else does the Mila, he says Al HaMila. He also says when the father does the Mila, he says Shechayanu. When a shliach does the Mila, he does not say Shechayanu. So for Shechayanu also, you need it to be your mitzvah to say Shechayanu. The male does not say Shechayanu on Mila. And yet by Pidyon HaBen, the din is, when the father does the Pidyon HaBen, he says Shechayanu. So how does that stem? Why Lagabe, whether you say Lomel or Al, we say that by Mila it's the father's mitzvah, by Pidyon HaBen, it's not. If it's not the father's mitzvah, and that's why he says Al Pidyon HaBen, so why does he say Shechayanu? So Baruch Be'er answers like this. He says, we had early enough memtes that when the son dies after 30 days, the father still does the Pidyon HaBen. So Kletcher Baruch Be'er Shaila, when the son is dead and the father is doing a Pidyon HaBen, does that mean that there's a chiyuv to be paid a dead son as long as he died after 30 days? Or no? There's no chiyuv to be paid a dead son. But since you want a chiyuv to be paid to the son when he was alive, that shaft the chalois chiyuv, you see there's a shiba in the chasim, there's a chiyuv, and you have to still be Mekayim that chiyuv after you died, even though there's no longer a mitzvah to be paid. The mitzvah to be paid is dafka on a live person, not on a dead person, but he was alive at the 30 days, was chal a chiyuv, and you mechuyiv mitzad ne'amolag a chiyuv, you mechuyiv because of the previous chiyuv that you had. And he says it could be an afkamina ladina. One afkamina ladina would be, let's say the father was a shaita at the time that the ben was 30 days, and then the ben died, and then the father became normal, became a pekeach. So he was never nischayev when he was a shaita. So if you're going to say there's a chiyev even to be paid a dead son, so then he'll be nischayev now. Now, Shagin, if you say that there's no chiyev to be paid a dead son, it's only because he already was mechuyev, so since Kol Zman, the son was alive, he was a shaita, he wasn't mechuyev, then the son died, then he became a pekeach, he wouldn't be neskayev now. Another nafkimina zokter Baruch Be'er. If you hold mulvik k'ksuv b'teir k'ksuv b'shtar dam in the nechassim ha-meshubit. So Taisa says, what's the din if someone buys nechassim after he's neskayev the pidyon haben, and then sells those nechassim? Are those nechassim he buys after the chiyuv v'schal, are they meshubit? Normally, nechassim that you buy after the chayiv are not necessarily mechuyiv to the chayiv. When you borrow money, all your nechassim become a shubit. Fine. But nechassim that you bought afterwards aren't necessarily meshubit. You'd have to make them a shubit through writing in the ikni, that the nechassim that I'm going to buy is also part of the shibud, and there's a whole gemara in the ninth paragraph of Abaster. Could that work? That wouldn't necessarily be meshubit. But the way Taisus learned up Agamara, it came out from Agamara that even the chasim that he bought after the chiyuv was chal become meshubid. So Taisa says, Al Kabanim in the second teretz, that's because he's still mechuyiv. It's not like there was a chalais chiyuv, and that's meshabed all the nechasim, and everything afterwards can't be meshubid to the previous chayiv. There's a chayiv mitzad now. He's still mechuyiv. He's still called like the shas chiyuv. The milva k'suva teir k'suva v'shtar dami has a kayach every reg of the chiyuv to mishabed any nechassim that he buys. So now it's a big nafkamina. If you're going to say he's mechuyiv to be paid a dead child, so if he buys nechassim, those nechassim will be mishabed. But if he's only mechuyiv mitzad the original chiyuv, mitzad now he has no chiyuv, so if he buys nechassim after the son dies, those nechassim won't be mishubid. If he sells them to Lekuchis, the Kayim won't be able to be gaver from those nechassim. Hazak de Baruch Be'er, the Gemara says in the Afnan Aleph and Beis, you learn out from Erichin or from or from Karbonais that the Yerushim Achayev, that's how you learn out. So you see that the Yisayid of the Chiyav after Misa Saben is like the same Yisayid of the Chiyav Yerushim. In other words, it's not a new Chiyav, it's not a Machayev that even on a dead son you Mechayev Tipaydim, Avadi Yenat. The reason why Mechayev Tipaydim is because the Chiyav remains. The Chiyav that you Nischayev, you still have to pay up, the Shibud remains. So I'm a Zayfekter Baruch Ber Shaila. Taisus declares, when the son dies, and you do the pidyon and ben after the son dies, do you say shechianu or not? And it's mavur in the Rishayim, the question is, do you say shechianu on the pidyon and ben, or since the son died, so such a tsar, on a tsar that the son died, you can't say shechianu. Vekter Baruch Ber, but how can you say shechianu? There's no more mitzvah. You only have to pay because of the previous mitzvah. There's no mitzvah mitzad now. So Evidu Baruch Ber, because Birchus HaMitzvahs is on the Chi of Mitzvah. It's on the Eschaivas. But Shechayanu is on the Chi of Mitzvah. So you're definitely getting a Chi of Mitzvah. You're being Mekayim the Mitzvah of the previous Eschaivas. Shechayanu for the Chi of Mitzvah that you have. So that's how Baruch Ber wanted to answer the question that if it's the son's mitzvah, how could the father say Shechayanu? What's the difference between that a male doesn't say Shechayanu by Mila because it's not his mitzvah? Zag de Baruch Ber, because mitzad the chi of mitzvah, you're right. It's not considered the father's mitzvah. The father just has to ensure that the son is being Mekayim his mitzvah. But mitzad the kiyum, it's considered the father's kiyum. Since the Torah was matal the son's mitzvah on him, he's getting the kiyum. He's getting the kiyum, he makes Shechayanu. The Birchus HaMitzvahs with Tzivanu is on the chiyuv. It's not his chiyuv. So Meli can't say Lifdais. He has to say Al Pidyon HaBen in general. It's really the son's chiyuv. But the kiyum is his kiyum. So Meli can make Shechayanu. Just like he can make Shechayanu after even the son died. Shechayanu's on the kiyum. Hashem, when the male does the milah, the male is not having the kiyum altogether. It's the father and the son that are getting the kiyum, and the male won't make Shechayanu. So, Rav Baruch Ber said, I told this all over to my Rebbe, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. And he said, Lefi zetz miyushiv your other kasha. Because the first kasha on the Rivash was, you're bringing a raya from the fact that he does not have to do the pidyon after the son becomes a gadol. That's a raya that's not his mitzvah. But by Mili, you're saying it is his mitzvah, and there also you don't have to do the mitzvah after the son becomes a gadol. Zag Rav Chaim, because Mila the pshat's like this. Mila, you can learn that this is the mitzvah the Torah is telling you. To mimal your sons and aktanim. The mitzvah of Mila was given for the Av. Not the pshat, the Av has to do the son's mitzvah. The Av has to do his own mitzvah. What is the mitzvah? Do Mila on your non-bar mitzvah children. On your non-bar mitzvah sons. So the fact that it becomes a mitzvah is part, there is not a raya that it's not his mitzvah. It's a mitzvah on this child and not on that child. Aye, why can't you say the same thing about Pidyon HaBen? That even though when the son becomes a gadol, the father doesn't have to do the mitzvah Pidyon HaBen because the mitzvah was given to be paida your before by mitzvah sons. The Teretz is like we said. Pidyon HaBen becomes a chi of mammon. Even if the mitzvah was given to be paida your sons that aren't by mitzvah yet, but when they become bar mitzvah, you still have to give it. Just like when they die, you still have to do the pidyon HaBen because you're in a schayev and you owe the money to the kayin now. So who are they when they become bar mitzvah? How did the chiyev become paka? By Mila Pshat is there isn't a chiyev on a gadol. The chiyev is on a katan. But by pidyon HaBen, that became a chiyev money. Now you owe the money. Even if the son dies, now you're still chayev, even though you're not doing a pidyon because you owe the money from the previous mitzvah. So why wouldn't that apply when the son becomes bar mitzvah? Elamai, because when the son becomes a bar chiyuv alein in his mitzvah, it's paka the entire chiyuv of the av. In dem shedein, it was never the av's mitzvah to begin with. It was the son's mitzvah. Kol hazman, the son was a katan. The av was a skayim to make sure the son does the mitzvah. But once the son gets his mitzvah, that's afka of the chiyuv of the av. And memela, he no longer has a chiv to do the mitzvah. That's a shtickle of Rav Baruch Ber. Now this is all the Shittas Rivash, or at least the way Rav Baruch Ber is learning the Rivash. Like I said, the Rivash is a little bit kitzer, But he's naming on that the Yisayda Davar is, by Pidyon HaBen, the Yisayda is, it's a mitzvah of the son primarily, and the father's just doing the mitzvah came b'shlichus to the son. His job is to make sure the son's mitzvah is mekayim. And by Mila Fakert, the Avalein has the mitzvah to mimal banav. But both by Mila and by Pidyon HaBen, other Yishayim are mefurish Fakert. By Mila, it's Yidua, the Gemara in Kedushin Nafchav Tes, brings a pasuk. How do we know that Ish is not mechayevis to mimal bino? Then we know Av is mechayev v'yomel Avram etzitz b'gnei kash etziva isay alekim, that there's a tziva on Avram to do the mila, and Ish is pater because it says isay v'loy isa. So Ish is pater for doing the mila on the son. So all the rishayim ask the kasha, why do we need a pasuk to mimayit the isha? Typically, it's a mitzvah seishes man groma because mila can only be done b'yayin. A comment to Ritzim given, but the Ramban and the Ritva and the Ran in Kedushin Chavtes, they say that mitzvah seishes man groma is dafka mitzvah, which is the egin achiev. It will be the isha's chiev, and it's man groma she's potter. But the mitzvah that the Torah gave for the av to mimal b'nai, it's the ben's chiev, it's the ben's mitzvah. The av is mechiev to make sure the ben does the mitzvah. On that, you don't have a p'tur. Ka'ein's that says in the Taisus Rid, and the Chuvas Maracha or Zerua, that the pshat is that the Av doesn't have a chiyuv to mal. The Av is chiyuv to make sure that the son becomes Nemo. That he could do b'yayim or b'layla. He's mechiyuv to call the mayo. That he could do b'yayim, 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 b'layla. Al Kalpanim, according to all these Yishayim, it's the son's mitzvah, and the father has to make sure that the son does it. That's l'gabei mila. It's still not Shrei the Rambam why he paskins Lomel Esaben, because even if the father just has a mitzvah to make sure that the son gets the Mila, but since it's his mitzvah to make sure, so maybe on that it passed the word Lomel Esaben. But it'll be Shrei, why but Pidyon HaBen, you don't say Liftash, you'd have to have another Teretz. But the Teretz isn't because it's not the father's mitzvah, the father has a din that the son should do the mitzvah, because my Mila also, Mephidis Rishainim, it's not the father's mitzvah. Now, by Pidyon HaBen, the Sefer HaChinuch, at the end of Mitzvah Shin Tzadik Beis, Pidyon HaBen, he dines specifically if the Av still has a Chiyuv Pidyon HaBen after the son becomes a Gadol. And he says, L'fi HaDoima, that the father's Chayiv La'ilam. Me'echetes, he should be potter when the son becomes a Gadol. And he says, V'chein Nireh B'Kiddushin. He doesn't say clearly what his Rai is. I mean, Chitzchinuch wants to learn his Rai is, because since it says Av Chayiv, Lomel has been able to and to teach him umnis and to lasiya isha v'chuli and lamde teira. Since lamde teira and lasiya isha and lamde umnis is avad even after he's a gadol, so who would then lefdaisa would also be that way? And if that would be true, so who would then the meila would be that way? The chuvas of Rashba chelik beisim and shinchaf aleph is even more specific. He was asked mamish this shaila. You had a case where a bechor grew up; his father was never paid him. And now, they find out about the mitzvah Pidyon HaBen, and the shaila was, who should do it? Should the son who's the gadol do it, or should his father do it? That was the shaila he was asked. So he said, it's nearly dvarim pshutim shlei pakas chus av la'olam. Avada the father still has a chus. Not the father doesn't have any money, or the father doesn't want to do it, then the son has a chiv. But he says, why should it be pakas chus in the av? And he says, the Shibud Nechasim is still there. He brings a raya from the Mishnah earlier, the Mishnah where you have two scharim, you don't know which one's the older one. And it says that the father died, so the Mishnah says you could take it from the Shibud Nechasim. So he wants to know, now that if the sons become Gedalim, so Mashmi still could take it from the Shibud Nechasim, even when the sons become Gedalim. But L'chayah, if you're going to say once the Gedalim, it's pocket the Shibud of the Av. So now the Av is no Shibud anymore. And the Bechorim themselves, each one will say, I'm not the Bechor. Each one's a Suffolk Bechor. Vices from the Mishnah, Shibud is Kaim, even when they become Gedolim. And the Rashi says, Mefurish, he says like this. He says, La'alocha la'maisa, in such a case, if either one of them does the Pidyon HaBen, Avad it'll be Yetz in the Mitzvah. But if they're asking the Rav which one should do it, he says the father should do it. Because the Ikka Mitzvah Pidyon HaBen is on the father, even though the Ben's a Gadol. So in the Rashba state for Kered, that Pidyon HaBen is the father's Chiyuv, but in case the father's not there, so the son can do the father's Chiyuv, not the other way around. So how are you going to learn that Gemara that says when a father has a son to be paid and himself to be paid? Lekuli alma, if he only has 5 slum, he has to do the pidyon on himself, because mitzvah de gufei adif. Lefiu was saying fakert, the ikim mitzvah's pidyon aben is that the father should do the pidyon aben. The son's only substituting for the father. So why wouldn't the mitzvah of him doing the pidyon aben on his son be more than the mitzvah of doing the pidyon aben on himself? And that was talking to Ravash's raya. So I guess you're going to have to learn like this. The Rajma's mefurish. If we're talking about who should do the pidyon aben on a person, himself or his father, Zok the Rajma is better his father does it. That's the ikka what the Torah said to do. But let's say there's 2 b'chayrin, and a person has a choice, he can't do both, and he has a choice between paida himself or paida his son. So even though the ikka din to be paida any given b'chayr is the father more than the son, but here, the question is, which Bukhar should be paid, his son or himself? Since Vinishvi, the himself, is a mitzvah which is on himself, that's going to take precedence. Even though really his father should have done it. That's for Fallon. There is no father here. So the question is, which mitzvah is more important for him to do, to substitute for his father and do the pidyon on himself, or do the chiyav to do the pidyon on his son? Since Vinishvi, the pidyon on himself, is himself, that becomes first. But you know, you can't learn from this Gemara that pidyon aben, the yisoid is, it's the son's mitzvah, and the father's just pitching in for the son. And the Rajba brings a raya from the next Gemara, from our Gemara here, which is telling the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. I have to go into this a little bit. But I have a aura that even lefi Rashi, Rajba is going a raya lefi Tosfos. And then it's a raya directly on the shayla that even when the ben's a gadol, the father's still mechayiv. But lefi Rashi, I also think of a raya lechayah kasha raya k'neged the rivash. Now I'll explain. The Gemara says that the mechleikis Rebutin the Chacham is talking about a case where he has 5 slum that's meshubit, and that would be for himself, and 5 slum of b'nei chayrin. So Rabbi Huda holds milva k'suva b'tarik k'suva b'shtar dami. So Mele's own pidyon will be taken care of by the Meshubadim. So he should do the pidyon of his son, because that way you'll have both. And the Rabbanan hold milva k'suva tarilaf k'suva b'shtar dami. So Mele, you can't take from the Lekuchis either way, and therefore it's a choice between him and his son, and he comes first. That's the Gemara. So Tosfos asks Akasha, how could he allow the Kayin to take from the Meshubadim for his own pidyon, and then use the 5 slum for his son's pidyon? If there are 5 slum available for his son's pidyon, so you can't go to the Meshubadim. Elamai, you'll first give away the 5 slum for his son's pidyon, and then you'll allow the kayin to be tevei the lekuchas for your pidyon. But the lekuchas should say, hinachnu lachmakam likvish himenu. If somebody owes money, and he sells karkais and he still has money to pay back, and then he takes that money that he still has the b'nei chayri and uses it to pay another chayv. So the kuchas will say, go be today from the other bal chayv. Don't come to us. So Tosfos says in Kedushin, he says it here in 1 Teretz, says it a little more clear in Kedushin, that the lekuchas and the meshubadim are not something that ever belonged to him. They belong to his father. His pidyon haben is not being taken care of by his own nechasim. His pidyon aben is being taken care of by his father's nechasim. His father owed 5 slum for his pidyon aben, never paid it. His father sold karkais. Those karkais are going to be taken from the kayin for his own pidyon aben. So his pidyon aben is being taken care of because of what his father was meshabed. So now his own money, he'll use that for his son's pidyon aben. Ashegen, according to the Chachamim, the father's mishubadim aren't going to work. Milvik subatar lavik subishtar dami. He can't be gaiva from them, so he needs the money for his own pidyon aben. Rashi and Bechariz is also mashman that way. And Taisin Kedushin explains that's what Rabbi Huda means when he says, Shemitzvah say alaviv, umitzvah benay alav. In other words, his mitzvah is being taken care of by his father's nechasim. He doesn't have to worry. His father's going to do that mitzvah. His father's going to do the mitzvah because his father sold nechasim. And those lekuchas that bought from his father are going to be the kiyum of his mitzvah. And the mitzvah is b'nai alav, he's going to take care of his son's mitzvah. So the Rashba says, if that's the pshat, you see clearly that even though he's a gadol, he already has a son, he's obviously a gadol, still, his father's nechasim is still meshuvid. You see that his father's chiyuv was never paka when he became a gadol. It's still mechuyev, the sheba nechasim is still there, even though he became a gadol. So l'chayr, if you learn like Taisus, and this is what the Rashba tain is, it's mefurish in the Gemara that even someone who becomes a gadol, his father is still mechuyev, the nechasim of his father al-kapanim is still meshuvid to pay for his pidyon aben. So how is the Rivash going to learn? So Rashi in Kedushin seems to learn that we're not talking about the father's nechasim on meshuvid, we're talking about his nechasim on meshuvid. Let's say you have someone, his father never had nechasim, he never had a pidyon aben, his father never did a pidyon aben, he gets a ben b'char, now he finds out, people ask him if he's making a pidyon aben, he finds out there's such a thing called a pidyon aben, he finds that he himself didn't have a pidyon aben. Now there was property he sold before his son was born, so that property could go for his own pinion. And he has five slum, and that should go for his son's pinion. That's Rabbi Yudah saying, according to the Chachamim, it's not k'ksuv b'shtar, the property is sold, it can't be used for pinion of ben, he only has five slum, mitzvah de gufei adif. And according to Rabbi Yudah, he could use the five slum, b'nei chayri, for his son, and his own pinion will be taken care of with the five slum that he already sold. So according to that, there's no raya from the Gemara that the father still mechuyev even though the son became a gadol, because we're not talking about the nechasim his father was meshabed, that his father sold, we're talking about the nechasim that he sold. But Rashi and Kedushin is bothered with the kasha, how can he give money away for his son's chiyev when that's going to cause a hefset to the lekuchas for his chiyev? And Rashi says, it's not a null lekuchas, he's not causing a loss to Lekuchas, because the mitzvah of his son is more important than his own mitzvah. That's the Lashon of Rashi and Kedushin. So Taisus asks a kasha. And that's not true that the mitzvah of his son is more important than his own mitzvah, because you see that if you only have five slum, you pay for yourself, not your son. So what's Rashi saying? That it's not a null Lekuchas because the mitzvah of his son is more important than his own mitzvah. It's not true. When you only have five slum, you do your own bidding, the Gemara says. Elamai, you'll tell me a different svara, why he could be paida with the Bnei Chayri, he could be paida his son, and still will get the lekuchas from his own things, and lekuchas, for whatever reason, can't say nachnu makam ligavis v'menu. Taisus goes through different cheshbainis. But the lashon of Rabbi Yehuda is shver. Rabbi Yehuda says that the reason why he does his son's pidyon, the lashon of Rabbi Yehuda is, shemitzvah say al aviv, Umitzvah's b'nai alav, because his mitzvah is on his father. His son's mitzvah is on him. According to Taisus, that shtims. Because from his father's nechasim, they're going to do his mitzvah. And then he'll have the five slum to pay for his own mitzvah, for his son's mitzvah, which is on him. But according to Rashi, that is going to come from the chasim that he was mishabed. What does Rabbi Yehuda mean when he says that the reason is, shemitzvah sa'i al-aviv, umitzvah's b'nai alav? They're both coming from him. So the Pnei Yeshua and Kedushin explains Rashi like this. If you can only do one of the mitzvahs, then you have a svar of mitzvahs gufay adif. But to say that I'm being mafsid the lekuchas by using the money which could go for my own chiyuv and using it for my son's chiyuv, that's not called being mafsid the lekuchas. Because mitzad my chiyuv, my son's chiyuv is a more important chiyuv than my chiyuv, because my chiyuv really should have been taken care of by my father. So there is a svara the other way also. If l'maisa only one mitzvah is going to be done, then you take care of your own mitzvah de guf ayadif. Like we explained, v'nishvi, that mitzvah happens to be on your guf itself, even though it's not a mitzvah that you should be doing, but it's a mitzvah on your guf. If you can only do one, that has to be done, as opposed to the one for the son. But when you have both mitzvahs, which mitzvah is the mitzvah which is more mutl? It's the mitzvah that to be paid to your son, because your mitzvah was supposed to have been taken care of by your father. That's mamash lashon of Rabbi Yehuda, shemitzvah say alaviv, u'mitzvahs b'nai alav. That the chiyuv he has for his son is a bigger chiyuv, and therefore it's not considered mingmafsid l'kuchas by using the chari for the chiyuv of his son, because that is more his chiyuv than the mitzvah on himself, which is his mitzvah, but the chiyuv was supposed to be from his father. That's the Pnei Yeshua's pshat. So that also is not like the Rivash. The Rivash holds for carrot, that when the father is being paid to the son, what he's doing is he's taking care of the son's mitzvah, not because it's his mitzvah. So ba'ayfin, if you learn the Gemara like Taisvis, that what happens is that the Shibud is what his father was Meshabetz, and unlike the Rashi points out, that's Mefurish, that even when you become a Gadol, your father's still Mechayiv, and you can take from his Nechasim that he was Meshabetz. And if you learn like Rashi, that the Pshat is that we're taking the money from Nechasim that he sold, but Vinishvi, Rabbi Huda says the reason. He says, Shemitzvah Soyal Oviv, Umitzvah B'nai Alav, meaning that the Mitzvah B'nai is going to take precedent to his Mitzvah, which is supposed to be Aloviv. And like the Pnei Yeshua explains, even though if you can only do one, you're still going to say mitzvah degufi adif, but it's not considered a nol lekuchas. It's not considered that you're being mafsid the lekuchas by using the money of your son, because that's more yechiv. So that also lechayr shtei nishvi de rivash. That's also lechayr saying that the father has an inherent chiv to be paid to the son. V'yesh lefalfalay v'yesh liyashet ben kamakum laharichait. Now one last ta'ara on the sugya, the Bir Alach and Simen Tafresh Nun Vav is going on the Ramah there. The Ramah is talking about how much money do you have to spend for Lulav and Esreg. Said even if you're not going to be able to yates in the midst of Lulav and Esreg altogether, you don't have to spend more than a fifth of your Nechasim. Hayivaz Mizal Yivaz is Yosef Mechayimish is going on all mitzvahs. You don't have to spend more than a fifth of your Nechasim. That's only by mitzvah. Say, but could they not to be over mitzvahs? Like to say, you have to spend all your Nechasim. That's the Ramah in Siman Tafresh Nun Vav. So, fact to be halacha, here it says you only have 5 slohim, and you still have to spend it all for Pinyan Ben. The question is, should you spend it for yourself? Should you spend it for your son? But you have to spend the entire thing for Pinyan Ben. What's the pshat? Pinyan Ben is a mitzvah. Say, why would you have to spend all your nechasim that you have for Pinyan Ben? And he says, and you can't say that it means you have 5 nechasim, meaning that's the maximum, that's the fifth of your nechasim. Because you see that you're collecting from the lekuchas. So you see you don't have any nechasim left. And you're still mechuyev to pay all the nechasim you have, the 5 slum, which is all you have for Pidyon HaBen, what's the pshat, yivazel yivazel yesu mechaymish. So he said, he thought that maybe the pshat is, the only time you're not mechuyev to spend more than a chaymish is, if let's say it's overpriced. Let's say by lulav and esrog, there's no lulav and esrog around. The only way to get one is if you spend $100,000, you'll be able to get a lulav and esrog. So that's overpriced. So then you're not mechuyev to do it if it's more than a fifth of your nechasim. But for the correct price, you are mechuyev. That's what the Torah is mechayev you. But he says the price come out mashma that way. Mashma, even for the correct price, a lulav and esrog, let's say, cost $100. If someone doesn't have more than $500, he's not mechuyev to spend $100 for lulav and esrog. It's more than a fifth of his nechasim. Shalas Howard seems with that Gemara. So he says the Gemaldik Teretz. He says, if a guy is going to give away his nechasim and become poor, he's not mechuyev to do it. But if you have somebody who really doesn't have much nechasim, but he works for a living, he's a day laborer. He works every month, he gets a paycheck, and every month he pays the bills. So it's not going to be a big loss to him to pay the 5 slum, even though it's all he owns. And it's not going to be a big gain for him not to pay the 5 slum, because either way, he's a worker. He makes his daily thing. He's not being supported from his nechasim. There is no din of vazai vazai yesim mechaimish. If someone needs his nechasim is an important part of his overall finances, so then you can go and clear. He doesn't have to give more than a fifth. But if nechasim is kind of meaningless, he's able to support himself stam because he works, so then there's no nafkamina, that's the case of the Gemara. There are other terutzim, the Chazenish and Simen Kuf Mem Tes, Sivkan Gimel Nerechayim. He says that the kash is not shver because Pinyan Ben is a chi of mammon. Pinyan Ben, you owe the money. The nechasim become a shubid. If somebody owes money, of course he has to pay all his money. He owes it. It's not his. It's not like a mitzvah like lulav and esrog or matzah, where there you're spending money to do the mitzvah. In that case, you don't have to spend more than a chaymish. But here, it's not your money. You owe the money to the kohen. That's the din. That's the mitzvah. is a male, there's no din of vazis al vazis yesu mechaimish. That's the Chazanish's teretz. There's also a teretz similar to this in Igris Meisha, or Chaim Chelakei Simon Mem Aleph, that he says that if the mitzvah is to do something, and you grind and need money for that something, then the din is a mevazel, mevazel, yesu mechaimish. Because the Torah never said to spend money. It happens to be, circumstantially, it comes out, you need to spend money. So you don't have to spend more than a chaimish. But if the mitzvah gufa is to spend money, the Torah gave this mitzvah for everyone, faniyim and ashirim together, the mitzvah is to spend money, then you don't have a din of mevazel, mevazel, yesu mechaimish. That's what Meisha's teretz. Those are the three terutzim. The Mishnah Be'alacha's teretz is that we're talking about a worker that it's not going to affect his finances too much if he spends the five shlomim or not, even though it's all he has. We have the Chazish teretz that when you owe the money, avad is no din of vaz of vaz is mechaimish, and by pinyin ben you owe the money. And we have Meisha's teretz when the mitzvah gufa is to spend the money. On that, the Torah said even aniyim have to spend the money. There's no ham avaz al yavaz yaisim mechaimish. And now let's start the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the Chamish Shlom Shel Ben is B'manetzuri. The five Shlom is in the type of coins that's called Manetzuri. And then the Mishnah says that the Shleishim Shel Eved, the Chamishim Shel Enes Shel Mefateh, the Meish Shel Meitzi Shemra, all these Shurim of the Torah call them B'shekel HaKadosh of Manetzuri. And the Gemara goes into different coins, what exactly a Manetzuri is. And then the Gemara says, in Nafnun Amin Aleph, Amar Rava Silim Deraisa Tlasa V'Til Sahadi. It's three and a third. Three and a third, Zuzim, is a Sela Deraisa. They said, Eshim Geira Shekel, Meterim Geminan, Esrin Ma'in. V'tanya Sheish Ma'a Kesef Dinar. The Shekel is 20 Ma'a, and 6 Ma'a is a Dinar. So it comes out that a Shekel, which is a Sela, is 3 dinar and 2 ma'at. 20 ma'at, 6 ma'at is a dinar. 6 times 3 is 18, an extra 2, that's a third of a dinar. A third of 6 is 2, so a shekel is 3 and a third dinarim. And the Gemara asks the Kasha, that Sela Shel Kodesh, the Mishnah says, is above a shmeine pundayin. There's 48 pundayin, and there's 2 pundayin for each ma'at. So it's 24 ma'at, not 20 ma'at. So it should be 4 dinarim, 4 zuzim, not 3 and a third. So the Gemara answers, Basa de Sifu Elayu. That's after they added to them. The Tanya, he's talking about what it was as man the Torah, like he said, Silim de Raisa. But then they added, the Tanya Esim Geira Shekel, Lamandal Shekel Shu Esim Geir, Menayim Shuratzel Hosef Yosef Tamalay Meir, Yachal Yifchas Tamalay Mehu. So they added 4 more to the Shekel, which is the 6th. Milagav, a 5th milabar, and the shear changed. And the Gemara is mavur, that there's a halachic nafkamina. Because the Gemara then says, Ravashi sent 17 zuz to Ravacha Brei de Ravina, the Pidyon Ben, and he said, you should send me back a third. Because if each zuz, if each shekel, I mean, is 3 and a third, and you have to give 5 shekel, 5 seller for Pidyon Ben, so 5 times 3 and a third is 16 and 2 thirds. So he gave 17 and he asked back for the third. So Shalach Lei, Lishta Lei Mar, Tulsach, Tulsach Rina, De Sifu Alayu. No, you should send me another 3. Because now each shekel is really 4 zuz after they were Maisif. So 5 shekel will be 20 zuz. You only send 17. I don't owe you a third of a zuz. Fakert, you owe me 3 zuz. Atkan the Gemara. So the shaila is, what does it mean a sifu alayu? How did they add to it? If the Torah gave a shear, and the shear is a certain shear, so what's the pshat they added to it? Why was that mechayiv anything? Why would that change the shear, how much you mechayiv to give? So the nitziv, in Hamek Shela, in the beginning of Shilta Kuf Yud Zayin, he says it's a machlekes rishonim, the pshat in the Gemara, and the pshat in being mosif. Of course, in Ilchus Shkolim, the Rambam has a machlokes, the Rambam and Raiv in Ilchus Shkolim, Perek Aleph Halacha Vav, the Shaila is how to learn up a Mishnah Braisa and Masechta Shkolim. But the Rambam says that a maxis of shekel has to be a maxis of the shekel ba'isa zman. But it can't be less than the maxis shekel that was b'mei Moshe. And he says that the shekel b'mei Moshe was 320 seiris, it would weigh 320 barleys. So it has to be at least 160 barleys. But at the time that they used the matbea called the darkain, which was much bigger, so they had to give half a darkain. The time they used the selah, so they had to give the half a selah. And they went down to a shekel, they gave a whole shekel, because the shekel then was half of the shekel of Moshe, so they can't give less than that, so they gave the whole shekel. That's what the Rambam says. The Ravid argues. The Ravid has a different chat in that. The Ravid says, no, the always they gave the amount that was worth Bimei Moshe, the half a shekel Bimei Moshe. So the Netziv learns that the Rambam and Ravid are arguing by all the, any time there's a sheer shekel in the Torah, the question is, do you use the shekel of Moshe Rabbeinu, or do you use the shekel that's the current coin that they're using then? So he says, Lafi the Rambam, the Pshat in the Gemara is, Minayin Shem Ratzel LaHosef Yosef, Tamaloy Meyia, means if the government is Yosef. If that is the coin that everyone's using, that is the currency, and it's more, so it's more. And if it's less, it can't be less. That's what you learn out from the Pasuk. He also says, it's also Machlekesh Rabbeinu Tam and Ri, in the Taizim of Abasha Daf Tzadi. I don't think it's so Muchik that that's what they mean, but that's how he's learning. So Kumdes is saying there's two Malachim in the Gemara, the Malach of the Rambam and the Rebbeinu Tam, and the Malach of the Ravid and the Ri. The Rambam and the Rebbeinu Tam hold that the Sofa is because now the currency is different. If the currency is different, then it's more than it was Bizman Moshe, so that the Halacha changes, and you go bust it at today's currency. And the Ravid and the Ri learn, no. Chazal have a right to make a bigger share. Why they make a bigger share, I'm not sure. But Chazal have a right to make a bigger share. They could go and make a bigger share if they want. And that's what they did. Chazal went and made a bigger share. And that becomes a share. That's what you learn that from the Pasuk. The Torah gives a share, but the Torah gives the right for the Chachmei Torah to change the share, make it bigger, but not smaller. So Netziv says that the Ga'inim and the Rishayim after them, the Rambam, the Ramban, the Rosh, the Tur, they give the share in barley. They say that a prut is half a barley, a dinar bimei Meisha was, like we said before, 320 barley, and then they were meisif for six, so now it's 384 barley. So originally you'd have to give 5 times 320 barley, but afterwards the share became 5 times 384 barley, which 5 times that is 1920 barleys. So Zogden Netziv, Bishloima like the Ravit, the Chazal and meisif the share, so the share remains the biggest share. But if Chazal were Meisif a share, you go bust to the currency. So why didn't they, how come the Gainim made a share in the weight of barley? Why don't you go bust to the currency that was in the times of the Gainim? Every Medina should go bust to the currency. What's there, the time and the place of that Medina? Chazakhtim it said like this. In the times of the Gainim, the currency got much less. So now, a chiddush. Since the currency became more, and the share was nikva for the higher currency, when the currency becomes less, the share can't become less. That's also nikla lo yifchais. The share can't become less than it was when it was made by the higher currency. So he says, and now we can understand the machlokes Rav Ashi and Rav Achav Rei D'Ravina. Rav Ashi didn't know about this thing that they were meisif on the matbea. The Teretz says, Rav Ashi at the end of Amiron, the currency got less. So Rav Ashi felt, since the currency got less, so we'll go back to the Shir Shel Teira, which is Esrim Geira, 20 ma in the shekel, 3 1/3 dinarim. So he gave 17 dinar and he wanted a third of a dinar change. But Rav Achav Rei D'Ravina said, no, once it got more, that's it. That's the way the Shir stays, it can't become less. So Melefeket, you have to give me 3 more dinarim. And that's the psak of the Gainim and the Rambam. That now, once the shear went from 320 barleys a shekel to 384 barleys a shekel, the shear remained to 384 barley. And again, he was bothered, Lefi the Ravid, what is the machlekes? Why did Rav Ashi not hold of this Eisafim? He's mefalpel about it. Now, the Chazon Ish also started over the Suffolk, is it because the government made it bigger, or Chazal made it bigger? But Chazon Ish went for Keret. He held, if it was changed because the government made it bigger, there's no svara b'chlal to say it should remain the same. It should remain high. Avada, when it gets smaller, go back to Bimei Moshe. And since we see the Ga'inim and the Rishayim gave the shear in barley, and they explain that the shear originally is 320 barley a shekel, and the Kesef Tzuri after they suffer is 384. And that doesn't change when Kesef Tzuri is no longer in current usage. It must mean that Chazal made the Isafah. So he doesn't want to learn it to Machlekes Ram and Ravid. So the Chazanish learns that Machlekes Ram and Ravid is Dafka Lagabi Machsis HaShekel. Machsis HaShekel, the Ramam holds the Chiddush, you go Basar, the Shekel, the current Shekel. But Lagabi, everything else where the Ramam says the Shear in barley, Vaisdeis, that's the Shear of Chazal. Nothing to do with the Malchus whatsoever. The original Shear was the Shear Shal Meisha. And then Chazal will allow to be Meisha of the Shear, and they're Meisha of the Shear, exactly how the Netziv learns in the Ravid. And he says he was also bothered why Rav Ashi didn't know about it. And he said Rav Ashi was doing a lechidudi. Rav Acha Breda Ravina was Mestama, a Talmud of Rav Ashi. Ravina was a Chavar. So Mestama Rav Acha's son was a Talmud. And he asked for a third of the Dina change, lechidudi. So Rav Acha Ravina knew. And he said, no, Adarava, you owe me three dinarim. But the Netziv brings that the Chachmas Adam writes that the shear in Russia in his time was 5 rubles. And the Chachmas Adam is mashav because since that's the currency, okay, really 5 rubles is more than the shear of the Gainim. It's more than the shear that we have of even Kesef Tzuri. But ruble is the currency. So therefore we have to give 5 rubles. The Igris Mesha in Yeridei Chelek Alv Simon Kuf Pei Tes, a very interesting tshuva about the Shear of Pidyon HaBen. He also names on that way. He also names on that Sipshat in the Chachmas Adam, and that was the minig in Russia to give the currency and faked. It's because the currency was more, so they gave the currency then. They held that that's what you have to give. That's the fee that it's Sipshat in the Rambam, that it's all totally in the current currency. And like the Nesiv says, the only reason why the Gainim gave a Shear was when the currency becomes less, then you go bust to the Shear of Kesef Tzuri. Because it can't be Yifchais, you don't go back to Meisha, you go back to the Shear of Kesef Tzuri. But today it's not Negeya, because today the currency, first of all, we don't really have a silver currency. L'chayu would need a silver currency. That was Rav Meisha's tshuva. It was interesting because the Russians changed the silver currency to a gold currency. So Rav Meisha wanted to say the Shear Pidyon HaBen now becomes a Shear in gold as opposed to a Shear in silver. Today, I don't know if we have any silver or gold currency. The currency is just a made-up currency, an arbitrary currency. And anyway, it's much, much less than the Shear Shel Torah. So the Kuli Alma, we have to figure out the Shear in Kesef Tzuri. Pshat in the Gemara, you have these two Mahalchim. You have the Mahalach, which in the Tziv holds is the Mahalach of the Rambam and Rebbeinu Tam, that you'll go bust at the Heintiger currency, as long as it's more than the currency of the Torah. And you have the Mahalach of the Chazon Ish. He says in all the Rishonim, and the Netziv says, Akaponim and the Ravid and the Ri, that no, it means Chazal the right to Meisif, and the Malchus is not Malu Meirit. Now just the Kitz and Imrat, Salach HaLamaisam, about the Shear 5 Slum, Pidyon HaBem, Bizman HaZem, the Ikka Shear that you figure out is with Sa'irim. Like we said, the Gainim said that the Shear of the Shekel Shemesha, they were Makabal, was 320 Sa'irim, and after the Meisif is 384 Seirim, making the Shear Pidyon HaBen 1,920 Seirim. Now the Rabban HaLatayr mentions that Rashi that we have had a Shear which was smaller than the Shear of the Gainim. And Rashi gave the Shear in the coins that he had then. Rashi says, Azuzu Mishkel Zav Shemishkel Shneip Shitim U'machsel Mishkel Abarzon. And Taisa says, Kineri was Makabal this Amizrabayim. And Rashi and Chumash explains a little bit more, I'll be the coins, he says, it's a chatzi unkil a mishkal yashashel kolonia. It's a certain type of weights they used in Cologne, which is a city in Germany, and he says it's a half of an unkia of those weights. And the Ramban, in the end of his Pirush HaLatayr, says that when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he found a machsis hashekel, which was a genuine machsis hashekel, and we still have these types of coins, and he describes it, and the description of coins that we still have. And he weighed it, and he found out, and he gives the weights, and he found it was exactly what the Rashi said. It was a half of an ukiyah of cologne. And he says, that's a raya to Rashi, not like the Gainim, that the Shear is actually smaller than the Shear of the Gainim. But La Halacha, the Rishonim all bring the Shear of the Gainim, the Rambam, the Rosh, the Ramban, the Tur, and that seems to be the Psak Halacha. Now, throughout the Deiris, many of the Paiskim weighed the Sa'irim that they had and were kevei the Shear in the coins that they used then, like the Ramah was kevei the Shear in how many Dukats, and the Taz, how many Reichstahlers? And it is possible to, through going through museums and through research, to find these different coins that the Paiskim say and figure out the Erech, what the hell the Shia was. It's even possible, like the Ramban did, to try to get the coins that were there Bizman Bayesheni, or get the coins that the Ga'inim made the Shia. The Durham, the Ga'inim talked about, and other coins, which we could find these coins today. But Be'erech, the Shia of the Ga'inim, seems to be, in the end, 85 grams, the Shia of 5 Slum, and the Shia of Rashi seems to be Be'erech 70 grams. And we name on the Churma like the Shia of the Ga'inim. The Chazon Ish says a very big Chiddush. The Chazon Ish says that once the Ga'inim made the shear in barley, if the barley changes, then the shear changes. Because it's a little bit hard to figure out the shear of barley. There are different types of barleys, and it's hard to find out exactly what the Beinoni barley is to know exactly the weight. But the Chazish came up with a pretty small shear. He came up with 57 gram, came out the Pidyon HaBen according to the Chazanish. And Reb Chaim Noah, who usually has the smallest share, has a pretty big share. He has about 95 gram, alpi the barleys that he measured. So halacha l'maisa, be'erich, the share be'erich is, lefi Rashi 70 gram, lefi the ga'inim 85 gram, and the ikab sak halacha is like the ga'inim, and the olam is naying, because they don't know exactly that the share is 85 gram, to do usually either 100 gram or 105 gram. That way they feel the yates of all the shittas.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.